Chris Fade.
I want turkey bacon mushroom on toast with cheese.
Pretty Malik.
You guys are so annoying.
And Big Rossi.
I came out of my mother at 12.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
I listen to this channel only because of you guys, the kind of energy you put on the show. It's like a recharge in the morning.
It's the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Yeah, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning, June 22nd at 6:02. Hello, Monday. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. My name's Chris Fade. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hello and good morning.
I like this top that you're wearing. What is this?
Really?
Just a casual sort of like green tee that you've got on?
Yeah, I just thought cash, you know?
You know, just chilled.
I love that in the pandemic since the last year.
Yeah.
Casual attire has made its way back.
Yeah.
To like the forefront.
Sorry, Nala's just walked in and just dropped us off some
tissues.
Kleenex tissues.
Did you request that? Yeah.
Good morning, Nala. Oh, she's half asleep.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
You are.
Yeah, look at her.
You are. It's okay. It's 6:02 in the morning. It's fine.
I feel bad if I go like, oh, I'm sleepy.
It's okay.
Be real.
Rossi's asleep for the last 10 years, and he's still doing this show.
I usually wake up 9 o'clock.
Yeah, don't worry.
We were out of tissues in the studio, so we needed.
Yeah, Kleenex tissues. What do you call them? Tissues. I call them tissues as well.
Okay, thanks for that.
Some people call them Kleenexes.
Well, Kleenex is the brand.
I know that. That shows you how good the branding of that company went. That
when I say in Arabic, I say Kleenex.
Well, how do you say Kleenex in Arabic?
Kleenex.
No, like when she's speaking in Arabic, she refers.
Yeah, you don't say tissue.
No.
Mm.
And then in Arabic, don't say Maharim, which is basically.
It's like Hoover.
Yes.
Exactly.
What do you call a vacuum cleaner?
Hoover.
See?
Yeah. I call it a vacuum cleaner.
We grew up saying Hoover. Grab the Hoover.
That's crazy. Tannoy
as well. Tannoy is the brand. You know, a tannoy, like in the supermarket.
I don't use that word.
Rossi.
What do you use then?
I don't know, a walkie-talkie.
Over the
tannoy.
We're talking about daily things like vacuum cleaners and tissues. He's gone for the tannoy. Do you know what a tannoy is? You know when you go to the supermarket and they go, we need to clean up an aisle 5, thanks. How often are we referencing tannoys?
Apparently, Rossi does every day.
All the time?
He does. He always mentions a tannoy.
He does.
I love that
tannoy.
Word.
He loves it.
Is there anything else? No, that's it. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, what else? What else do we use the brand name? Just nah.
Whiteout. Like, we use Whiteout.
Is that a brand?
Yeah, like Bic White. I think that's
Blue Tick.
Nah.
Blue Tack.
Blue Tack, yeah. Blue Tack is like, to stick your posters up when you're a kid.
Aspirin.
Okay.
Aspirin was a brand.
Yes,
that's true. Get me an aspirin.
Escalator.
What do you mean, escalator?
Escalator is the name.
Was originally a trademark of Otis Elevator Company.
I was about to say Otis because Otis is a huge elevator company and my nephew's name's Otis.
Hovercraft?
Yeah.
That was a brand. Laundrette? Laundromat?
No.
Rossi's gone back to a list from 1955. The laundromat.
Yeah. Trampoline.
Trampoline.
Originally a trademark of a trampoline and tumbling company.
Interesting. There we go. We've already learned something and it's only 6:04.
So we're done, right?
Yep, that's it. You'll only learn one thing from this show every single day. So thank you so much for tuning in.
Take care.
We are going to check the gossip though. You will learn that in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, so Justin Bieber ghosted Diplo and he got caught.
All right, we're going to find out what's going on there. We are going to write jingles for your company. We're going to help startup companies across the UAE. We love this part as well, all right? So hang out with us. Who is up and about right now? We want to hear from you. I want to hear your voice. Nala's walking out of the studio now because she's going to pick up your phone to get you ready to get on our show.
She is.
All right, so 048715544. Be the first caller of the show this morning. I just want to have a chat to you, find out what you're doing. Maybe you're on the way to the gym or work or coming home from work like yesterday. Whatever it is, I want to hear from you. Call me. Pick up that phone. 048715544. I'm excited for today's show.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I'm ready to go. Can we turn the AC up a little bit?
I've just turned it down.
Did you touch it?
I didn't touch it.
It's
hot in here.
It was on 22 when I walked in, so I've turned it down to 19.
Guys, 16. You know I got on 16.
No, yeah, 16. I forgot my jacket today. Please don't do this to me.
No, pretty. That's fine.
Did you mess with that AC this morning?
No, I promise.
She did.
I swear I don't touch it. I swear.
It's never 22.
You know who does.
Yeah, Maz. Rossi, make her a jacket. Winnie. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, everyone.
She's up and about. What are you doing, Winnie?
I'm driving on my way to the gym right after work.
Right. So you're on the way to work. So you work at the gym?
I work at the gym, yes.
There we go. What gym do you work at?
Gymnation.
Oh, nice. Great gym, Gymnation.
Which one? The one Shakeside Road or Motor City?
Shakeside Road, yes, that's true.
That's cool. What do you do at the gym? Like, are you a trainer? Are you working in the office? What do you do?
I work at the office. I try to sell you a membership if you don't take care of your health.
There we go. Oh, so you come and try to take out. You want to basically sign us up for a membership.
Oh, yes, I would do that.
There we go.
Yeah, but it's pretty good, Gymnation, for that, isn't it? The memberships.
Very affordable.
It's good. It's a good price. And I think you can cancel whenever you like, can't you?
I don't know. We're asking Winnie. Yeah, Winnie, we're now. You've got to be in sales mode, Winnie. Where you may be able to sell Rossi a membership right now.
Ooh.
Oh yes, I would, Rossi. Come on, you go to the gym. Actually.
Yeah, I don't pay for stuff. So, are you trying to get it for free?
I was trying to get a freebie out of you.
You need to be more active, Rossi. You need to be more active. We see your life.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm always active.
He doesn't stop being active, actually.
That's the problem.
So how, trying to get someone that walks into the gym and then trying to get them to, like, get onto a membership, is it difficult to do that? Like, or are people there? And you must get a lot of people that just try to come in for free. Like, I just want to give it a go.
That's true. To get someone to walk to the gym, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. And when they walk to the gym, some of them know actually what they want.
Yeah.
Some others just need to get an emotional attachment with them.
Okay, good on you. So what,
and they will be sold.
Well, you ask them to marry, like, you want to marry him and get that emotional attachment. I like you. I love you a lot.
Would you like
a gym membership? You're emotionally attached to them then, aren't you? No? Is that what you... No? Oh, no, Winnie doesn't mean that. That's not... No.
I'm happy to hear from you guys. Hi, Frissy.
Thank you. I was like, this conversation is going in the complete wrong direction.
What do you mean? Winnie. It's an emotional attachment to the customer. I'm getting emotional with them.
See, like, Chris is the kind of person you don't want to, like, sign up for.
I'll sign him up, Winnie. You get me part of your team. I'll get him in there. Well, listen, you're doing a marvelous job. Well done. Shout out to everyone down at Gym Nation in the UAE. You guys are fantastic. What's up? Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip. Okay, what have you got?
Surprise, Usain Bolt made the announcement. He had twin boys.
Oh, wow.
He revealed the news on Instagram to welcome Thunderbolt, what a name, and Saint Leo Bolt.
Haha, his name's Thunderbolt?
Thunder.
Is he copying Kanye there or what?
Oh, with Saint.
Yeah, and sort of Northwest Thunderbolt, I don't know.
His name is Usain Bolt.
What?
His last name is Bolt.
Yeah, but it's similar. What? It's similar. Like, obviously, he's called One Child Saint, right? Mm-hmm. And then the Northwest goes together.
Oh, you mean
Thunderbolt?
Right,
goes
maybe
together.
They join Big Sister Olympia Lightning Bolt.
Olympia.
That's the Lightning his first Bolt. Daughter. Yeah, Olympia.
Surprisingly,
Lightning
they were really quick out of.
Right.
The mum.
Yeah. Some reason kept this pregnancy on. I'm just going to keep on moving.
That's how quick they were out. There were like seven other mums giving birth at the same time. And they're like, they've already delivered. They've crossed the line.
You're done.
On your marks. Get set. Go.
Have you had coffee today?
I haven't had any coffee.
Not yet.
Don't have any.
I am just about to have some.
No, please don't. Okay, Taylor Swift has announced that Red will be her next album re-release. On November 19th, fans will get to hear all 30 tracks that were meant to be on the original album. And it includes a 10-minute version of All Too Well. As soon as she announced this, Jake Gyllenhaal started trending because this song, All Too Well, this 10-minute song, was apparently about him. And the album was largely inspired about her breakup from him.
Wow.
I didn't know Taylor Swift and Jake Gyllenhaal were together.
Yeah, in 2010. And
He's a sad so-and-so.
You
don't like him, do you?
No, I don't like him. I went all the way and interviewed him in London, and he was just so boring and rude. I've never had that experience.
I love that interview.
Yeah, same thing.
I watch it again, now and again.
By the way, Taylor made the announcement on Scooter Braun's birthday. I think that was definitely planned.
Oh, trying to take some of the limelight.
Yeah.
Good on Taylor. She's like staying relevant, isn't she, by releasing old music?
100%. And finally, this is why you should really keep track of who you're messaging, who you've ghosted, and who you've lied to.
Okay.
Justin Bieber and Diplo, you would think that they would be friendly.
Sure.
They collaborated, 2015, right? Yep.
Yeah.
Now, Diplo took to TikTok to reveal some text message exchanges between the two, and Justin's in trouble. So, back in 2017, Diplo texted Justin, "Yo, Biebs, it's Wes," that's his real name, "was dope linking with you last night. The response that he got from the number was, "Hey, this isn't Biebs. I think someone gave you the wrong number. Sorry." Left it. 4 years later, a few days ago, Diplo gets a message from the same number. "Hey, it's Justin. Did you get the vocals I sent over the other day?" So he lied to Diplo 4 years ago, pretending not to be Justin. Why? To not have a conversation.
That's correct. So when you say you've ghosted someone, what's that mean? What's the definition of ghosting someone?
So like you've just disappeared. Like you've said you were in contact, and messages
vanished.
Gone. Don't hear from him. Message back. Nothing.
Interesting.
So, yeah, because I think that was the best music Justin made. Remember, Where Are You Now came out.
Where Are You Now When I Need You.
Diplo's obviously Jack U, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So good.
So, I mean, are they they're friends, obviously.
I mean, Diplo was making fun of it on TikTok, obviously.
Yeah,
but but Justin's been caught out. Like, that's... Don't lie.
Yeah, don't lie. But, you know, you don't know where he is. Like Justin Bieber in the time frame 3 years ago, I think he's different.
Four years ago is a different place.
He was a different person, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, there it is. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
I went shopping, not yesterday, the day before, and I bought a stuff. I bought the show. Nala, come in as well.
Is it that bag there?
Yeah, I got some stuff for everyone.
Can I open it?
No, I'm opening the gifts. It's for me.
No, you the gift is for us.
Yeah, I know, but I got it. I want to open it. It's not like a present. I just thought we got stuff for everyone.
Yeah, so that's called a gift. It's a present.
You ever go shopping and then you're like, oh, they'd love that. And you start buying stuff.
Okay, come on.
So the first thing I got us were these t-shirts.
For all of us?
And yeah, I got this for you, Preeti. What's that say?
Oh my goodness!
What's it say?
Preeti Awesome, as in my name, P-R-I-T-I.
I got that for you. It says Preeti Awesome and Rossi.
That's so cool!
What did I get for you?
Everton's number one fan.
See, I got you an Everton number one fan shirt.
Thank you, mate.
No, I didn't get those. These got sent to me. Forever Urban Team Center.
What? Yeah, I thought you went into the shop and got these.
No, they were extras. That's my breakfast. That's my other breakfast.
Did you just crumble that up and keep it in the bag with our gifts?
Yeah, sorry. That was my breakfast this morning. I just threw the rubbish in the same bag.
What a guy.
No, now what I got us, have a look at this. Electric shock reaction.
Yes.
So this is a game that we all have to hold a paddle. And it gives one of us an electric shock, and I thought we could try it.
Yes.
I don't know if it has batteries. You ever get gifts? Do you ever get gifts as a kid when your uncle never brought you batteries?
Oh, that was so annoying.
Like, got your remote control car, and you're like so excited to play, and then you're like, oh, there's no batteries.
Well, that looks scary.
Yeah.
This is, let's see if it's on. Hold on. Oh, it doesn't have any batteries.
It needs batteries.
Nala, you'll have to go get batteries, I think. Okay, can you? Okay, but that's one gift. That's
engineering will have batteries.
I got us this as well. I got us Play That Tune. The catchy tune game includes kazoos. So we have to play.
Oh, that's so cool.
We have to play a song on a kazoo.
I feel like
it's 2012 again. I'm sure we've had both of these games before.
Shh, don't. We've never had anything like this.
We had this one, the lie detector, remember?
Yeah, and the kazoo.
We had the kazoo, yeah. Right. Okay, take one card out.
Here we go.
I'm
ready?
Never having read it.
Everyone has to guess this tune.
Go. Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
1 point for you, Preeti. Here's another one. Don't know it. Hold on.
You have to open the cards, man.
This must be a British one because the theme song they wanted me to do was Antique Roadshow.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know how the Antiques Roadshow theme goes.
Here we go.
Indiana Jones.
Spice Girls Wannabe.
Yeah.
Oh, good job.
Am I playing the kazoo right? Is that how you play it?
Did I try the other way? Okay, yeah, now put it back the other way. But don't blow. Talk and it's like.
Oh, yeah. Next.
Here we go. Easy. Guess the tune with the kazoo. Play that tune. It's a good game that I've
played.
Yeah, I like
it. Yeah, it's a good one. Let It Be.
Yeah.
How did you not know?
It's the Beatles' Let It Be. How did you not know that?
That was horrible.
That was not.
It was horrible.
Next. Okay, one more. Last one. The funeral song.
Funeral March.
Yeah, I thought I had Star Wars theme. Isn't that the Star Wars theme? Isn't it? How does Star Wars
get this? No,
that's Darth Vader's song. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I was right, wasn't it?
Yep.
No, isn't that the funeral?
Okay, last one. Okay. This is
the real last one.
This is categorized as hard on the game.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. Talk like... I know, a highway to the danger zone.
Danger zone.
Kelly Loggins.
Yeah, that was right. We got it. What do you think about the games?
I like it. It's good.
Do you want to play, do you want to play the kazoo?
Not yours.
What else you got?
Are there more kazoos in that, or is there only one?
Then I got this company sent me all Australian candy.
Ooh.
So I'm on a meal plan, and if I leave this around my house, I'm going to eat the whole thing. So I brought in it all right here. So there's all this candy here, but pretty, and I want everyone to try one of these right now.
Go on.
This is called a crunchy. Eat that. What?
Is it not Australian?
All these Australian products. Cadbury's Crunchy.
Yeah, that's Australian.
Hilarious.
Well, are you calling it British?
Of course it is.
Nah, it's Aussie, mate.
Cadbury's Crunchy.
Nope.
Right, I'll do the
Australian snack.
Eddie, I'll give you one as well, mate. I'll get you
trying
one. I've got
an
you
Australian
one.
Snack.
This is Australian snacks.
It's called Crunchy.
I got gifts. Yeah, I just, you know, guys,
it's amazing.
You're not very appreciative of all the gifts I've just
fine.
Brought.
Rossi's the one who's complaining.
Ross, I got you this bag.
Thank you. I'll put it on my head.
Have a bite of that. Violet crumble. Oh, no, a crunchy. It's got,
this is like our Butterfinger.
It's honeycomb inside that chocolate there, guys.
Very sweet.
What do you think?
It's too sweet.
Mm, it's pretty
like
good,
it.
Huh?
No.
Yeah, it's lovely. Good stuff. Nice, huh?
Mm.
It's good breakfast, isn't it?
No.
All right, I'll finish it off with this last song. Guess it. Good luck.
Rossi, Coldplay, All Yellow.
Because we're all yellow.
The Chris Fade Show's
10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Earn up to 40,000 Skywards miles per month and get 1+1 Skywards Silver Tier membership and a chance to fast track to gold. T's and C's apply.
What do you know, Joe? Good morning.
Hey, morning, Chris.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm on the school run.
He's on the school run! How many kids you got in the car?
Two.
What are their names?
Taylor and Oscar.
Taylor and Oscar. How old are they, Dad?
13 and 11.
Ooh, how's that 13-year-old going?
Yeah, he's okay.
He's all right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll make sure. Got to keep him there. That's the age, Dad. You ever think to yourself what you were doing at the age of 13 and then you start getting worried?
Yeah,
slightly. Yeah, because I started doing that with my kids. I mean, they're still too young. I thought to myself, yeah, at 11 or 9, I was still a pretty good boy. Boy's been a good boy, but then I started getting to the age where you're like, oh, hold on. I knew what I was doing at 15 and 16.
You thought you knew what you were doing at 15 and 16.
Oh, no, I knew what I was doing, pretty Malik. I knew. Let's get you some cash right now. Let's get you some cash.
Let's do it.
All right, if you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Is it going to come home?
It's coming home.
Yes, it is. Another Englishman on the phone right now.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Who sings the songs Montero and Panini?
Pass.
Blackburn Rovers play which sport?
Football.
Jared Leto is the singer of which band?
Pass.
Kevin Peterson plays which sport?
Pass.
Samsung started in which country?
Japan.
Ryan Tedder is the lead singer of which band? One
Direction.
DJ Tiesto was born in which country?
Pass.
What rapper's middle name is Omari? His surname is West.
Kanye.
Who sings Kanye the West. Songs Willow and Shake It Off?
Taylor Swift.
What country does Cristiano Ronaldo play for?
Portugal.
Who sings the songs Montero and Panini?
Little matter.
Jared Leto is the singer of which band?
Pass.
Kevin Peterson plays what sport?
Cricket.
Yes, yeah! It was cricket.
Good job.
600 dirhams, not too bad, Dad.
How much?
600.
Okay, that'll do.
That's all right, mate. 30 Seconds to Mars is what Jared Leto is a part of. Samsung's from South Korea. Ryan Tedder is One Republic, not One Direction. And that would have got you the more of the money. Tiesto's born in the Netherlands. We would have accepted Holland as well. Did your kids give you the Lil Nas X answer?
He's gone.
Where'd he go?
Oh, we've lost him.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's got his money and he's gone.
Yeah, typical Brit.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Come on. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
This is Virgin Radio. The Chris Fade Show.
Just a little bit.
Impromptu.
Just a little bit.
We're going to continue this.
What are we doing?
Words that rhyme with little bit. You know?
With bit.
Yeah, but you know, I went to, I cleaned out the house the other day, and I got so much stuff from my bedroom and from all the other rooms, and then I took it just to the tip.
Bit.
Took it to the tip.
Rhyme.
Took it to the tip.
Chris.
I took it to the tip.
Yeah.
I have to admit
that
tip doesn't rhyme with bit. Come on, let's get fit. We can do the splits.
Yeah, that rhymes.
Yeah, anyway, I, you know, I was interesting the other day. I took my shirt off, and I don't usually do this in public. And then all these girls were sitting in the corner. They're like, oh, man, the place is lit, lit, lit. Everything was lit.
It wasn't lit.
It was lit.
You don't look like Brad Pitt.
It was lit.
You don't look like Pitt.
It was lit.
Oh, you put your mitts on, and then you hit the bag. Boxing. And then you submit your holidays.
It's supposed to end in the word.
You only need these one word in each sentence.
I'm sorry, it just comes out to me.
Oh, anyway, okay. Well, listen, I went to Jamira Beach Road just down the road here the other day.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I'm getting to that age where I just need a little bit of work done, you know. So I said, could you possibly get some of that filler? Put it in my lip.
Lip done.
Put it in my lip. Put it in my lip.
Bit, lip.
What, bit and lip?
No.
Yeah, that rhymes.
Do you know the definition of rhyming?
What am I going
to
rhyme with?
The IT needs to be the same
IT,
in the word.
IT, okay. So I was taking my dog for a walk the other day, and then he crouched down. He decided to do a... He did a little...
No.
No?
No.
Does that rhyme?
I'm just...
Does that rhyme?
Move.
Very warm in this studio today.
It's freezing.
Are you not? Is your temperature all right?
It's so cold.
I'm feeling very muggy and sticky right now.
Maybe it's an after effect of your illness, because I feel fine.
Do you?
Yeah, pretty does as well.
I'm trying to make me feel weirded out. That's what
it's
you're doing
so
right now.
It's so cold in here.
I know what you're doing. 7:19, good morning, live, Virgin Radio. You're doing the school run, the work run. Thank you for having us on. We appreciate you. Honestly, we do. We want to say thank you. If you miss anything of the show, by the way, we've got a little podcast show. And if you just type in, like, the Chris Fade Show podcast, it comes up on all the platforms, on virginradiodubai.com, and you can listen to the show if you miss some of it. Not that you'd want to go back and listen to some of your favorite bits. I mean, this could be one of the favorite bits right now.
Maybe.
This situation.
A lot of people like just like us and not the music, don't they? So they can do that.
Well, you mean if you could.
Like, they just
it's got all the podcast doesn't have any of the music in there because we don't pay for the rights for that. We'd get sued.
Oh, really?
So it's just the talking bit. So what we have done in the podcast is I sing a lot of the songs.
I was just going to say, one day I would love, we don't play any of the songs, but you two have to sing every single
easy
song.
God, we've got Tiesto the Business coming
do
up right
it,
now. Ready?
Right, do it now.
You know what we should do?
Sing.
Nights just like this. Oh yeah. Let's get down. Let's get down to business.
Virgin Radio.
Keep going, because I'll talk out of it.
No, I like this idea though. I like this idea that you've got going on.
This is Virgin Radio.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got, Pretty?
So Kevin Hart, he sat down with Will Smith on Red Table Talk. If you have the time today,
yeah,
they have it on Facebook.
Oh, I love these two together.
Watch it. It's like 45 minutes. Completely worth the watch.
So good.
Two, I think, geniuses when it comes to their craft coming together to really talk about real life. They got talking about Kevin Hart's recent cheating scandal.
Oh, they went there?
Yes, and Kevin Hart admitted that none of the press bothers him. He is a man of steel, but it really affects his children, especially his daughter, when she found out about the cheating scandal. Have a listen.
1,000%, I'm telling you, it's so hard to bother me. But when your child shows disappointment, and you gotta have those conversations. Well, now head drops for the first time. You know, when me and my wife went through what we went through and the whole cheating display, my talk with heaven, that was one like no other.
Yeah.
Getting my daughter to understand that I was sorry, that I made a mistake, that was real. Every child has the internet. There's nothing that you're gonna come across that you're gonna read that isn't gonna have an impression.
Yeah.
A child?
Yeah.
My daughter was tough on me. Until this day, my daughter is tough on me.
Yep.
Wow. That's, I mean, that's so real. Like, man, imagine being at that point in your life, like as a huge celebrity, that your kids are now finding stuff about you on the internet, like having an affair. Like, that must hurt.
So it's really fascinating. Will and Kevin go on to talk about how they have to stay ahead of the paparazzi and the rumor mill, and they have to tell their kids before they find out online.
Online, yeah. The last thing you want to tell them. Good on that. That's a good chat. Where's that sitting at?
So it's on Facebook. It's called Red Table Talk.
Okay.
That's a show that sits on Facebook.
Sure.
Watch it. It's like 45 minutes. Totally worth it.
Awesome stuff.
And finally, Olivia Rodrigo. I know she's a favorite of a lot of people right now. She has a number one album. So many singles that are on the chart. And she's just added one more, I guess, crown, like jewel to her crown. She has her high school diploma now.
Good honor.
Yes, she just graduated, so she posted up the photo on Instagram of herself in her cap and gown with the caption, "By high school."
She's just releasing more new music as well. She's dropping new music every single day.
In the Hot 100, I think she's got like five or six songs.
She's just killing it, and she's only 18 years old.
Good
honor. Well done.
There it is. Thank you, Pretty. Malik, hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home front.
So, Pretty, when you were away about a month ago, Rossi and I, we came up with this segment where we wanted to support local companies across the country.
Yes.
Yeah. And what we thought we could do is we could write a commercial, a radio jingle for different companies across the country. A bunch of companies got in contact with us.
Yes.
All right. And then we live on the radio came up with some.
Were they good?
No.
Good.
Some were all right.
Well, some of that good that the companies are using them on Instagram right now.
So yeah, there are a few companies that when we created these jingles months back, they're now using in actual commercials on their Instagram accounts. One of them is Paw Pals. So this commercial,
Paw Pals,
this commercial we made up on the spot, right?
Yeah.
Paw Pals are now rolling with it. This is on their Instagram.
Yeah.
Ah, you've got a little dog.
Wow.
You take him for a walk. Paw Pals DXB are the one for you.
They're experts in sitting and stopping your dog. It's Paw Pals DXB.
Paw Pals DXB for all your walks.
So they're using this?
So that's they're rolled out with this. Like, I mean, we're cool with it.
It's the big campaign.
We want to help them start up. You know, we want to get their business for them. So what we want to do now is we want to do another round of it. If you're a startup company, all right, you own a company that's sort of like a local UAE company, get in contact with us now. We want to know about your company, and we're going to make a radio spot, like a jingle, on the spot right now. Okay.
With your company, Fade Fit,
why
did you outsource this when you could have just got me and you to do it?
Because we aren't good, Ross.
These are bad commercials.
As I wish we could say that we were good, I did not want to use our expertise in it at all. Okay.
I mean, we could have been so good.
No, not at all.
But you chose.
I chose
Anthony Duma.
A proper company. Is this it? This is how it should sound.
Yeah, you know we got it all, and we keep it natural. Sign up, just order it, and we'll be there with your back to 10.
That's how they're supposed to sound. That's a professional company that actually does it. But Rossi and I said, so what we're going to do, we want to find out about your business, your company. We're going to do it on the spot, though. 04-871-5544. Nadia, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I've got a challenging one for you.
What was that?
I've got a challenging one for you.
All right.
Okay.
Nadia's got a challenging one. What is it?
Chris, you'll do better than
see
that. Your mate.
Okay, Rossi.
Oh, dear. Okay, what is it?
Can't even remember my name.
Okay, go. What's the company?
Okay. We do Baby Arabia, and we do languages for toddlers and kids. We do Arabic. We do French. We do Spanish. And we do academic, and we do conversational Arabic.
Hold on. You think Chris is going to be better at languages?
Yeah, 100%.
She knows. That is Lebanese parents.
Hey, Maloum Arabi.
Chris is the worst when it comes to languages. The worst.
Anyway.
Okay, Rossi, then.
Thanks for the confidence, guys. We're working together here, Rossi and I. So the company's called Baby Arabia. You do languages. You teach kids how to speak in Arabic, French, or Spanish, conversationally as well. How do we book you? How do we get more info? Where do we go?
www.babyarabia.com.
Babyarabia.com.
We just want everyone to feel comfortable with languages. We believe in the multicultural society.
Okay. Rossi, you ready, mate?
I'm ready.
Here we go. It's your jingle being made on the spot. We don't even know what the music's going to sound like.
You go first.
Okay. All right, here we go, Nadia. Good luck. Okay,
got it, Ross. Music.
I don't know what music we want to play with. Let's see what comes up.
Baby.
No, oh, that's good. I like that.
I like that, though, but it might be not...
Like, it's Baby Arabia, you know? Like.
No, here we go. Okay, ready? I got it. Three,
got it.
Two, one. You want to give them the best, they're your kids, and language is the best way to go.
When's it kicking?
From Arabic and French and Spanish, it's Baby Arabia, you know. Yo, Baby Arabia.
Yeah, put down your sandwich and learn a language. Saudi Arabia, Arabia, it's mania when you come to Baby Arabia.
If you want to learn your language like Spanish or French, put down it all and go to this. It's babyarabia.com. Babyarabia.com.
Now, is it babyarabia.com or .ae?
No, .com.
Brilliant.
That's your jingle.
Bravo. Bravo, guys. Shukran, merci.
Gracias, merci. Gracias, merci, shukran.
You can have that one. Just send us a check.
Thank you. We've got, is it Isla?
Isla.
Ilza.
Who is it?
Ilza.
Hi, Ilza.
Ilza, hi, how are you?
Doing all right, Ilza. Now, what's your company all about? We want to do a live jingle for you.
Awesome. So we provide extracurricular activities for kids age 2 up. So we do soccer, we do dancing, we do gymnastics, and the company is called Sports Size. Like exercise, but sports size.
You ever thought about doing languages? I know a great company.
I know Baby Arabia. They're fantastic. Nadia's amazing.
Oh, look at this. Aww. Like your family. So your company is called Sports Size.
Sports Size, correct.
And you do, like, coaching for kids.
So we do in the nurseries particularly. That's what our company is. We forte in that 2 to 4 age group.
Okay.
But obviously with COVID, we've had to branch out. So
sure.
We take them all the way up.
Where do we go to book you?
You can go to www.sportsizeuae.com and info@sportsize.com.
Okay,
sportsize.ae.
You got the website?
I've got the website.
Sportsize.ae, is that right?
Yeah. No, .com.
.com.
Sportsize.com.
He doesn't have it.
No, here we go. All right, Ross.
Okay.
Awesome.
Good luck. Here we go. This is for you. Take it or leave it. Who? Sportsize.
Sportsize.com.
If you're from the age 2 to 4 and you're feeling like you want to hit the floor, there's only one place you gotta go. Get your kids feeling all active. Get them on the court because you know you gotta go. Sportsize.com.
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 Go get your kids into Sportsize.com.
That was really good.
You guys are amazing.
There you go. That's you're welcome.
Thank you. Oh, it's so good.
Take it and go.
We'll send that to you guys. Feel free to use it. No problem. We'll do one more. Suffer, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Suffer. Suffer, tell us about your company.
Well, it's a startup company. It's called Mamet Kitugo. We are a company that believes that mother is a verb. And we are producing keto food in Arabic taste and international products in the Dubai and UAE market.
Okay, so you do keto food in Arabic style and you're targeting mothers?
Not mothers only, all of, you know...
Everybody, everybody.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Okay. What's the company called?
It's called Mamet Keto Go.
Mamet.
Mamet Keto Go. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mamet.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, you got the name, you got Mamet in the title. I figure that you're targeting mums. That's the only reason why I thought that. Keto.
No. Actually, no. But, you know, Mamet, because it came from a personal experience. And I believe that a mother is a verb. She's not a noun. She can do a lot of things.
I don't even know what a verb or a noun is. I forget all that
verb
from school.
Verb is action. Noun is person, place, or thing.
All right, Mum. So, Suffer, this is from you having experience in keto, and now it's worked for you. So now you've started a business to help other people. Is that right?
That's correct.
Well done, Suffer. All right, let's go.
Thank you.
Got it.
Here we go. We're ready for your jingle. I got it, Ross. You got it? Oh, hold on. Where do we go to book you? Where do we go? Instagram?
Yes, Instagram, and I'm available at Deliveroo, Zomato, Talabat, everywhere. But
good
I
on
have
you.
Mom.it. This is my Instagram account.
Mom.it.
Mom with an O.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, here we go, Ross.
Ready.
Good luck. You want to start this one? Do you want me to start it again?
I'll have a go. If you want.
Okay. Yeah.
They've rebranded the Atkins diet. You gotta try it. Mamet Keto Go. No carbs. Hit it, Chris.
You gotta put your food in your mouth. I'm talking from experience. My name is Suffer, I'm a mom and I've got it. Oh, we do Arabic food on the keto style, you know. It's time to feel good, it's time to drop the weight, cause it's Mamet Keto Go.
Tabbouleh.
Falafel.
Another Arabic food.
Yeah, 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 it's keto. Mamet Keto to go. Mamet Keto to go. It's time to drop that weight and feel good. Mamet Keto to go.
Drop it.
Thank you so much. That was amazing, amazing. Thank you, guys.
No You're problem. Very welcome. You can have that as well. That's what we do.
All in a day's work, my friend.
That's your jingle bits. What do you think?
That was great. I mean, I think it was a bit of a rough start, but you got there in the end.
Wow. It wasn't a rough start. It was good from the beginning to the end.
You were off when we did it, and Sheena loved it. So
yeah. Aqua?
Aku.
Aku?
Aku.
Aku. Hi, Aku. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Welcome to the show. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for picking up the call.
Okay, so we're going to write a jingle, Rossi and I, on the spot. We got to learn a little bit about your company, and then we'll try to do this. What's your business?
All right, so this is my mom's brand, and this is A7 Heaven. We're a Korean beauty e-commerce brand here in the UAE.
Oh, Korean beauty. I love Korean beauty stuff.
This is good.
I buy a lot of that stuff, you know.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, what do you buy?
I bought snail stuff
facial.
The other day. Yeah.
Snail facial.
You guys sell the snail stuff, the snail gunk, and you put on your face?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a big...
Yes, and a whole lot more, because we're all about the natural products. We're vegan and cruelty-free.
Amazing.
So all of this is premium Korean products sourced directly from the heart of Seoul.
So you're vegan and animal cruelty-free, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have non-vegan? I like meat. Do you have anything meat-based?
No.
Okay.
Basically, they don't test it on animals. That's what she's saying.
Yeah, the animal cruelty part, I understand. Yeah, that's a good part. Okay, and it's called Seventh Heaven, and how do we go to you?
So we're at a7heavens.com. You can search us up. And yeah, we're a fresh startup, actually, and I'm just trying to support my mom over here because she has big dreams for this.
So it's a7heaven.com.
A7 Heavens.
like the number. I mean the you spell
the word.
Out the
yeah,
word,
yeah.
Right?
It's A7 heaven.
Yes, okay. A7, the number 7, and heaven.
Okay. All right, you ready, Ross?
Not really.
Let's go a little bit upbeat with this one, I think. Even though I wanted to go lower, let's go upbeat with this. We got all the info. So now we'll write this on the spot and... There's nowhere else you want to go. SeventhHeaven.com.
Yeah, right next door to 7-Eleven. Go to 7th Heaven and try. You can get some Gangnam Style. That's all I know from Korea. I don't know what else. Sorry.
That was it, guys.
It was horrible, man.
That was horrible.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
That was very...
I'll do it on my own if you're just going to try to... Why'd you get 7-Eleven in there?
Because that was the only thing...
Come on, we're better than that, Rossi.
Sorry, Aku, I'm sorry.
Here we go again, sorry.
I'll just go, you through to me. I can't do it like you.
7heaven.com. Korean beauty parlor. We're natural and vegan. We love animals, so we don't test our stuff on them.
Come in, relax. We'll get you a cup of tea.
We're online only, you idiot. 7heaven.com.
Oh, 7th Heaven.
7th Heaven.com.
7th Heaven.
Oh.com. A7heaven.com.
.com.
A7heaven.com.
Yeah, come in.
A7heaven.com.
Come in.
A7heaven.
Relax.
.com.
Wow.
We got there in the end, Aku.
Yeah, we got there, Aku. We did it for you there. You're welcome.
Spot on.
We'll send you that. Tell Mum she can use it, okay?
Thank you so much. She'd be so, so happy.
Aww.
God bless Aku. She's doing it for Mama. See that?
7th Heaven.
Oh, we're out of time, but Honey's been waiting for like 15 minutes
on the phone. Do it.
Honey, real quickly, tell us what you do.
My company, what we do is we go to other organizations and we create challenges so that people can take part, and we basically change the recruitment process so that you don't have to have a degree or like a lot of experiences. You just get hired based on your skill. So you do the challenge, and if you win, then you get the job regardless of your experience.
It's like, wow. It's like a job survivor TV show.
Yeah.
If you can jump this bridge with alligators down below, you'll get the job.
Yeah. Basically, that was the pitch meeting. Yeah.
What's it called? What's the business called?
It's called Pupula. So it's pupil and popular together. Pupula.
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 Yeah.
Pupula. And where do you go? Where do we go for this info?
You can go to our website, pupilar.com, and sign up to our newsletter and to our Instagram, IamPupilar, and you can wait for updates. And so we post challenges pretty regularly, so you can get jobs.
If someone wins the challenge, they're guaranteed to get this job. Is that what you're telling me?
It's a career opportunity usually, but yeah, sometimes it's an internship, sometimes it's a paid job. It varies between companies and companies.
All right, here we go.
I'm ready.
You want to start it off?
I'll start and then I'll throw it to you.
Oh my goodness. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, come and try. Don't die. Do a challenge with pupilar.com.
Want to need a job? Oh, just get work experience. There's one place to go. Pupilar.com.
Snap, snap, alligators under your feet. Can you beat the challenge? Come on.
Get the challenge and get the job. Pupilar.com. Pupilar.com.
Climb a rope bridge and
win.
Guys, this isn't working.
Is that the type of challenges we're dealing with?
No, but okay. That was beautiful, guys. A tear came to my eye. Aww. That was...
It was that bad, he cried. We're on the lookout to find a sports reporter. We want someone for the show that can give us maybe daily or weekly sport updates when the Olympics are on, when the Euros are on right now. Someone that knows sports. We realize that no one on the show, we thought Rossi did, but he doesn't. He only knows about Everton.
Yep.
So we thought we've got to find someone. We've been asked you to audition by throwing up something on Instagram.
Yep.
And we got a lot of entries came in.
A lot of great entries.
We're actually putting you on the show to audition you, basically. Yesterday we heard Dylan. Great audition, I felt.
Yep, great audition.
And we've got another live audition right now. Welcome our possible new sports reporter, Nathan Taylor. Hello.
G'day, Chris. G'day, Preeti. G'day, Rossi. How you doing?
All right, hey. Mate.
Very well. I can hear the that's an Australian accent there, I'm guessing.
You got it. You got it. Sure is, mate. From Brisbane.
Brisbane. And what do you do? What do you do here in the country?
Yeah, so I'm in the travel industry. So, so mate, if you need any, you know, a travel segment as well, then I can do travel and sports.
Wow, check you out.
Rossi's already thinking about what he can get free from you when it comes to traveling. That's what he's trying to do right now.
Yep.
How long you lived in the country for?
Mate, I've only been here for about 18 months, so I moved here in November 2019 and then went straight into COVID lockdown.
Gosh.
What an introduction to the country.
I know.
Interesting, right? And you come alone or are you with a family or what?
Yeah, I've got my fiance here as well, so hopefully we can get back to Australia and get married next April.
Great Aww. Work, mate. All right, well, listen, you know about sports. We're going to leave it to you. It's going to be somewhat conversational at the same time, but we're going to introduce you, and then you're just going to take it away, and we're going to see where we go with this, all right?
All righty.
You ever done anything like this before?
Not really.
All right, this is good. I like it. Audition, here we go, the Chris Fade Show. We are looking for a sports reporter. Let's welcome to the show. We're going to check out the sports right now. It's Nathan Taylor. Nathan, what's going on?
Mate, I've got three absolutely wonderful redemption stories for you today. Mm-hmm. So redemption is the theme. Last night we had the French Grand Prix, which was an amazing race to start with. I don't know if any of you watch the Formula One, but this season has been just sensational. So entertaining. And Red Bull walked away with the win last night. They got first and third, which was really, really, really incredible. And Max Verstappen just reeled in Lewis Hamilton. Took him 52 laps, but the Dutchman took the win. It was awesome. And,
so Lewis is usually very dominating. Has he fallen off a little bit here over the last couple of races?
Ooh, I don't know if he's fallen off. I think Red Bull have just really stepped things up. It's been a phenomenal season for Red Bull. They've really, really improved. And it's really good to see Lewis getting a bit of challenge at the front. It's some really good racing at the moment.
Good on you. All right, that's the F1 update. What else you got for us?
Yep, mate, the golf as well happened. Now, not necessarily the most exciting of sports, but the US Open's been going on, and the final round just took place last night. Mm-hmm. John Rahm from Spain just took his first major, so he won the US Open. But here's the story. So he actually got COVID at the last tournament he played. So he was in the final round. He had about a 6-shot lead. And then had to pull out because of COVID. And within 3 weeks, he's turned it around and won the probably the most challenging course on the calendar.
Wow, so good on him. Good on him, yeah, golf. And finally, what you got for us, Nathan Taylor?
And mate, not to end on a downer, but we've got the World Test Championship going on for cricket at the moment in England. And boy, it's been a snooze fest. We had the first day was rained out. The second and third day were kind of a bit boring. India have racked up about 217 runs, which is pretty measly. Mm. But look, we've got the Black Caps in. Kane Williamson has notoriously been bad in England, and he really needs to step it up and hopefully lead his team to victory on day four.
Well, there it is. That's your sports update there with Nathan Taylor. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah. Well done.
Mate, that was all right. I thought that was good. Yeah. I thought that was a solid report.
Mm. Comments from Chris coming now. Hold your seat there. Nathan.
I think very natural. I thought it was very conversational.
Yeah.
I thought the information was pretty good as well. I asked you a couple of questions just to see if you knew about the sport, and you did.
Yeah.
I like the responses. So we're going to put that down. So Nathan, good luck. Results in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, results in about 2 weeks. We'll crown the new sports reporter. Rossi, anything to add?
Who's your favourite soccer team, Nathan?
Football team, yeah.
In the Premier League?
I'm an Arsenal supporter, unfortunately, Rossi. But you know, I do have family in Liverpool, so, you know, there's a little bit of a connection there.
Okay.
There we go. All right.
Your brother's an Aussie, and he's an Arsenal fan as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
What's
my brother.
The Arsenal fascination?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Well, there it is. Nathan, give him one more big round of applause. I like it. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Thank you very much. It was great talking to you today.
Good on him. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That's it for us for your Monday.
Sorry.
Do not. You were going to do it again every Monday.
I'm sorry.
Happy Father's Day if you're celebrating it. The UAE celebrating Father's Day today. So happy Father's Day if you are celebrating it.
You don't celebrate it, right?
No, we celebrated in sort of September, you know, like that's when the Australians do it. But I celebrated a little bit yesterday as well. I saw that you celebrated as well, Ross.
Yeah, I got some nice gifts from the kids. Did a little treasure hunt. That
that's
was cute.
What'd you get? Anything that you actually wanted?
Yeah, clothes, which obviously I need because I just wear black t-shirts and jeans.
There we go. Look forward to seeing them. Listen, 104 minutes of commercial-free music coming up next with Sheena. Tomorrow on the show, we have a Senate from New York. A senator. Like a guy that's like, he's like a big boss out there. The reason why, there is a beautiful thing happening between the UAE and New York State.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And we've got an exclusive one-on-one with him tomorrow morning, which will be great.
Thank goodness we've got a senator and not a Senate wildcat from the African plains there, Chris.
How do you even know that?
Well, cool. We'll just leave it there. Have a great one. We'll catch you tomorrow. For myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.